Hello and welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we turn to India, where riding on a wave of nationalism, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's right-wing BJP party won over 300 of the 543 seats in Parliament in what is being hailed as a historic mandate. Modi is the first non-Congress Prime Minister in India to return to power after a full five-year term. But this victory has exacerbated the fears of India's 190 million Muslims, who represent roughly 14% of the country's 1.3 billion population. Under this government, some minorities, like the low-caste Dalits, feel their worries have increased, while their space to express their unease has shrunk. In the first report of a two-part series, Murali Krishnan examines the implications of the BJP landslide.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Shabnam Begum, 46, a domestic worker, has been fasting the holy month of Ramadan like many devout Muslims worldwide. But she's been troubled by the boisterous election campaigns of the BJP and now the outcome. Shabnam realizes that she has to live with the bleak truth that the most powerful political party and its affiliate organizations are hostile towards her community.
No one respects Muslims. It's always the BJP that has its way. Now they will beat us and kill us. They can do anything to us. Even send us to Bangladesh. Of course I think of my family and what the BJP will do.
In this overheated, protracted election season, Muslims are caught between a rock and a hard place. In Prime Minister Modi's first term, extreme Hindu groups have targeted them and low-caste Dalits, the so-called untouchables in the caste hierarchy. Dalits have been oppressed and politically marginalized. Despite strict laws in place, caste-motivated killings, social exclusion, and other abuses are a daily occurrence. Sangapalli Aruna is a Dalit rights activist.
We need to identify India as an atrocity nation, because wherever you point a finger at the map, you find one suicide, one massacre, or one rape or murder of all the marginalized sections, especially the Dalit women and the Dalit community as a whole. Because India, even today, is not accepting that it has caste system on the international forums.
Hindu extremist groups have often used violence to protect cows and punish those who eat beef. Over a dozen Muslims have been killed in such incidents in the last 2 years. Boosted by the re-election of Modi, the fear is renewed. Hartosh Singh Bal, a political commentator who has studied the BJP closely, spells out what is in store.
We are looking at India as a majoritarian democracy, an ethnic democracy which is more akin to the European pattern of nationalism, where one people defined by a religious community, the Hindus, will be first-class citizens, and everybody else, that includes minorities, a large number of them, Muslims alone, are nearly 200 million people. That is about 15%, and you add the other minorities, nearly one-fifth of the country will be relegated to second-class status.
A strident and at times violent Hindu nationalism has become mainstream in the past 5 years, with increased attacks against minorities. There have been several instances where right-wing Hindu activists have pressured meat shops to close and pushed to limit the spots available for weekly prayers for the growing Muslim community. Saida Hamid, an educationist and a former member of the Planning Commission, sounds an ominous warning.
That's been declared very openly, that India might become a theocratic state if they alter the constitution, depending on the kind of majority that they have. So we have seen the fate of theocracies across the globe, and that's one palpable fear that we have, that constitution could be changed and the whole climate of oppression can be much exacerbated.
None of the handful of Muslim candidates fielded by the BJP this time won their election, which has further stoked fears that they could have little representation in the future. The far-right party called Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or International Hindu Organization, whose activists raised a 14th-century mosque in 1992, the Babri Masjid, built by the Mughal Emperor Babur, is hopeful after the verdict. Alok Kumar is the working president.
We have seen certain positive developments in politics now, which is this, that berating the Hindu society and trying to appease some minorities, that trend has now diminished. All parties have shown their due respect to the sentiments of the majority community.
The changed climate in India's famously argumentative democracy came into sharp focus since Modi's rise to office in 2014. There has been an increasing sense that space for liberal discussion in the country is becoming narrower. Since its inception, the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, a Hindu umbrella group that is the ideological inspiration for the BJP, has worked towards transforming India's Hindus from being a religious community into a political constituency. Its aim is to establish Hindu domination in a Hindu-majority country, leaving religious minorities out in the cold. Hartosh explains.
History is being rewritten, past is being created, and just ordinary engagement with science, culture, literature is fading as long as it confronts or contradicts the ruling ideology.
Over the past 5 years of BJP rule, these narratives have been shrill. The new Hindu assertiveness or Hindutva and the so-called cleansing of cultural influences could gain further ground. Alok Kumar again.
Hindutva is the Indian way of life. I don't bet for tolerance, because tolerance is, in my understanding, a very low word. It is only this, that I tolerate you or you tolerate me, which is no good thing. I feel that Hindutva is the life breath of this country and it will make its further progress.
Outside the mosque, after her prayers, Shabnam looks uncomfortable. She is unsure of what lies ahead.
Hindu log ka aajkal sab kuch Hindu ka hi hai.
It seems Hindus will have their way. There is no respect for Muslims. It will never be right. They will continue to harass us. How will it be right?
Kaise theek ho jaye?
It is not just the excesses of the ruling party and its marginalization of Muslims. Many have even found this new language of hate liberating and acceptable. Whether Modi's second term will create a truly secular society, free of prejudice and discrimination, as he spelt out in his victory speech, is a big question. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.